Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Like that Freakonomics one. Say what you want, no one wants to hear a bunch of Georgetown runaways explain ATM fees for half an hour. Now this production, on the other hand, oh, not again with the dizziness.
It can't happen right now. We can't keep his awareness submerged this long. We have to get him back.
And I'm back. I am losing patience with this. It's like something is psychically attacking my consciousness. And not like how listening to this podcast attacks my attention span. Was Craig right? Has all this time on my own left me vulnerable? Or has my mind been weakened, trying to make sense of who's having sex with which family relation on Dragon House, Driftmark Shore edition? I'll have to investigate. But you just sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload this podcast, recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
I'm making biscuits.
You what? What? Is this a new catchphrase?
Oh, no, oh, wait. Sorry.
Chunt, are you... Oh, is this fucked up, Chunt? Did I get confused again?
No, why does everyone keep asking that? Do I look different? Listen.
No, you look great.
Somebody put down a blanket at the table, and as an animal, I can't help myself but make biscuits on the blanket. You know...
What? Biscuits?
You know how... Cats or animals will always, like, need a blanket. Oh, I knew you were going to do that.
Biscuits. So you're not saying biscuits in an adorable way.
Biscuits. Wait, how do you say it?
Biscuits?
Biscuits. Yeah, we're saying the same thing.
Yes, I'm making biscuits.
Yeah, what? I'm making biscuits.
No, I'm making biscuits. I think Chunt is making biscuits.
Anyway, Arnie, Usador and I chipped in and we got you a little something. You know how, I don't fucking forever ago, I mentioned that I opened up a black and white smithery?
Mm-hmm.
Making a lot of armor and weaponry in black and white coloration. Well, Usador and I were talking and we're a little worried about you because you seem to keep slipping on soup. And hurting your back pretty bad. So I actually made you...
So much soup on the floor around here.
Well, butt soup does have to come out somehow.
Oh, shit. That's why it's on the floor. I didn't put that together.
But I made you a shield, a black and white shield, and Usador enchanted it. So I present to you, your very own Arnie shield. Now, this shield is very specific in that it's magically enhanced to protect you from any Arnies, meaning yourself.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you, John. This is very thoughtful. I only have one question, and I don't want this to in any way detract from this wonderful gift. What's the noise that you make when you present something? I'm just trying to get that straight. Like,
ta-ta-tee.
Is that, I've never heard that before somehow.
Well, growing up, my family couldn't afford any brass instruments, so I don't know what trumpets sound like. we had to use a lot of cardboard tubes for celebrations, so thus the ta-ta-ta-tee.
I see. Well, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you're what? Well, you should thank Yusor and I, because it is Buddies. Magical Appreciation Month.
Oh, wait. Oh, and it's magical. Yes, thank you. This week.
Didn't I say? Did I forget to say it was magically enhanced to protect you from Arnie's?
No, you absolutely told him that I helped enchant the shield, and then he just ignored that I was part of it altogether.
Yeah. Look, in my defense, that whole time I was only thinking about ta-ta-ta-ti, okay?
And I think that's
fair. Arnie, it's
ta-ta-ta-ti.
Ta-ta-ta-ti. I am also joined by my other co-host. He's dead, but he's a ghost. Yusor the Blue. Ta-ta-da-ti.
He's dead, but he's a ghost.
Are those things mutually exclusive?
Seems odd.
He's dead, but he's a ghost.
I was Yusor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trakis. The elves knew me as Fianyalik. The dwarves knew me as Zonin Inhuk Stangis, and I was once known throughout the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar, but now I live on as but a spirit now that I've completed my true purpose to defeat the Dark Lord. But not really, I'm alive, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, it's you're just pretending to be a ghost, and that's all right.
Boo.
Still scary. How's your ghost horse doing?
Oh, Daisy's fine, but we did have one little problem this week. You know how they say you can't take a horse to water?
You can't take a horse to water? I've never heard that one.
You know how they say you can't get a horse to drink water?
No, we're never heard that.
I don't know. I feel like we're, like, in familiar territory.
Also, the horse is no longer named Spectre Elizondo?
Oh, no. Spectre Elizondo is its official name for sure, but I just still refer to it as Daisy. Here's my point.
Sean, we should just tell him what the real expression is because, you know, we're not going to, like, somehow drag him to the information, you know? You can't just, like, push a horse around Aqua.
Right, exactly. And here's why. Especially when your ghost horse has a flaming head. As soon as they take a drink of water, it douses their flaming skull. And then you just look like an asshole because you have this horse with a skull that isn't on fire. Yeah, you look like a real idiot.
It's probably like smoldering a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was looking at me, yes, sort of a smoldering kind of come at me sort of look.
But, yeah, now in my mind's eye, I'm just picturing a smoldering horse, and I am excited. Ta-ta-ta-ti,
indeed.
I was wondering, I've always wondered about ghost flames. So you can put ghost flames out with water?
Yeah, but they're blue.
Okay, no further questions.
Okay.
Is that fucked up Chunt?
Arnie Kneecamp.
That's my name, I think.
Is that the shield?
You think?
Arnie Kneecamp!
That voice is very familiar.
Look, under those disheveled robes there, a figure approaches.
Arnie, unshevel the robes.
Do I just, like, pull them apart? I'm not going to touch someone else's robes.
Smooth them out.
No. Unshevel the robes, Arnie.
Okay, unshevel them. All right, fair. They gave me permission. In fact, they actually told... Okay, I will unshevel them.
Unshevel.
Is that a word?
I'm so sheveled and I need Is to that be a word? Unsheveled.
Okay, all right, I'm reaching my
Arnie,
hands
Arnie, unshevel.
Out. Okay, we can debate whether unshevel means anything later. I'm going to move the robes aside and see.
Hello, Arnie Kneecamp.
Oh!
Hello, Arnor the Warrior. It's been a while.
Ah, yes.
How?
And now you see through unsheveled eyes your great foe.
My foe? Oh, come on, man. I know we've had our problems in the past, but I feel like we've kind of worked things out, right? You're a big old scary warrior, but, you know, we've gotten along the last couple times, right?
I hope you're enjoying a drink right now, Arnie Kneecamp, because you're about to die.
Oh, let me go get you a drink, Arnie. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I gotta enjoy a drink.
Wait.
What do you want, buddy?
Something I'll enjoy. So nothing with piss in it this time, please.
No, fine.
We've gotten along the last couple of times we've met, but it's been like a drowning man getting along with the ocean while he's treading water. And I'm the ocean, and you're the drowning man, Arnie. Oh. And it's time for me to swallow you into my depths.
Okay.
Sexy. That's what's sexy as hell.
Arnie, here's a double red potion. Okay. Also, you know what they say. You can drown a man to water, but you can't make him die.
Okay.
Is that something?
Hey, maybe. Expressions are real weird in this world.
It's true. You can't make him die. He dies all on his own. Mm-hmm. Once you murder him.
Arnor, what's going on? Like, why are you so mad at me again?
Do you really have to ask me these questions? You can look in my eyes and ask me why I'm mad?
Look,
that just makes it worse, Arnie Niekamp.
First of all, it's an interview format, so it's kind of like implied by the whole premise of the show. Mm-hmm. But also, yeah.
Don't be a fool, Arnie. This man is here. Laughing his fucking ass off at you. He, every day he's shoveling, and now...
Every day shoveling.
What?
Now you think he's finally not going to take his revenge after all this time? He's been threatening you since you first met him.
Gasmuenius.
Yes?
Is it really you?
Oh, it's but a shade of my former self. Now that the Dark Lord is no more, boo!
I heard the songs in the taverns. I didn't believe them to be true. I'd hoped beyond hope that you weren't really dead.
Oh, well, well, I am. Ah.
That's a real...
It is a pity, Gasmuenius.
It is.
You were noble in life, and I'm sure, too, you are valiant in death.
Uh-oh.
I would give you over my body and let you inhabit it like I did the Lady Maribel, but...
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid it would end the same way.
So Maribel is no longer with you?
Arnor, here, please, come join us. Have a seat. We just want to catch up on how you're doing. Would you want a drink from the bar? Do you want one of these red potions?
Yeah, I'll have a red potion. That'd be
okay,
nice, yeah.
I'll go get red potions for everyone tonight. Let's splurge.
Special occasion.
It's
yeah.
Special occasion. Boo.
Well, let's enjoy your final round together, Arnie.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you a tale that'll make you weep.
Oh.
You'll weep so much you'll create your own ocean of tears, and then I'll pull you down into it and drown you in it.
Okay.
But you'll die on your own.
Okay.
And Arnie, I don't want to be overbearing, but tears are basically, you know, if you're going to cry, tears are basically like nature's soup. So just be careful when you're walking around after
that
you cry.
Slip.
If he does make you weep, yeah, just don't slip. Or make sure you put that shield on your back just to protect your vertebrae.
Can I ask, what is more slippery, tears or butt soup?
Gotta say butt soup.
Yeah. Because it's, like, slippery and sticky, so it's, like, a real bad combination.
And greasy.
Yeah.
Butt soup is one of the most slippery substances in all of food. It's just well known. Everybody knows this.
It's true.
Yeah, butt soup is slippery.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to hold butt soup?
Here's some red potions. Red potions, red potions.
Sorry, what were we talking about?
Butt soup.
Oh, butt soup is one of the slipperiest things in all of food. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I let the Lady Maribel inhabit my body.
Yeah.
Years ago.
So you...
At the encouragement of Chunt, who sent me away.
So,
what?
Just to be
what,
clear...
You have a question? You got a question on your face, Arnie.
Yeah, he's about to...
Why you got questions on your face all the time?
He's dying
to
say...
You won't have anything on your face.
He's dying to say, can I just ask... Arnie, go ahead.
May I query? Last time we saw... And now... You were in love with one of the tortured souls inside the Soul Walker, who was one of your best buds. And she's a ghost. And so, yeah, you went off. Last time we met, we were like, go to her. If you're in love with this ghost, go to her.
Good recap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great. Thanks for refreshing my memory about my life, Arnie Niekamp.
Yeah, although, I'm so sorry. So everything I just said, but put a question mark at the end.
Then the answer is yes.
Retconning statements into questions.
Okay. Do Chunt next. Let's get a quick Chunt recap.
Yeah, recap me.
So, I can't do it.
Well, Arnie, let's take a break. Why don't you pull yourself together? And we'll be right back with more Arnor and Arnie. Ta-ta-ta-tee.
Ta-ta-ta-tee.
So, Arnor, can I assume that things between you and Maribel worked out great?
aren't any more pregnant pauses.
I took your advice, and I went back to the spirit Lady Maribel. Mm-hmm. I beckoned her from the Soul Walker, and I offered her my body.
Oh, gosh.
And she took my body, uh-huh. And she inhabited me.
Yeah?
And all was bliss. Oh. For a time.
Oh. And I'm so sorry to have to ask this question, but I have to. How does she inhabit you? Like, is it a thing where, like, if I were to see it happen, would she, like, fly up your nostrils? Or, like, what does it look like?
Arnie, I'm afraid you could never understand.
That's fair.
Because you would have to know a heart that was capable of love.
Damn!
So in order to experience and express such a thing. Mm. But let us say that she washed over me like a waterfall.
Wow.
And the waterfall had its end and its beginning in my soul.
Can I just say, one time I was on vacation and I was like, oh, there's a waterfall. That's going to look so cool to stand under. I stood under it. It knocked me on my fucking ass. It was awful.
You're just a cute little
bastard. And so I was knocked on my ass in love with the Lady Maribel. And all was bliss and harmony and wonder and delight.
Wow. I wish we had analytics on how many of our listeners are swooning right now.
But they will swoon no more when they know that this mixture of joy was tainted with the poison of my shame. The Lady Maribel could not live for long in my soul, so poisoned as it was with shame.
Oh, but Arnor, you have not to be shamed of. You have completed the greatest feats in all of Foon. You are Foon's greatest warrior.
Usidor?
I am Foon's.
What? Usidor?
What? Yes?
Don't shame shame.
I'm not shaming shame. No, I just say
I'm just saying don't shame shame.
Still
shame,
a lot of cool
shame,
stuff.
Shame shame.
Oh, also Arnor, another fun thing about you, and this is I guess Earth stuff. Arnie always says that your name sounds like an Australian saying "oh no." Arnie, isn't that what you say? Arnar? Arnar?
Arnar?
Arnar? Arnar, Bluey.
I don't think I understand any of what's being said right now.
Nor do I.
Yes,
Chunt's
right.
Just let it wash over you like an erotic waterfall.
Chunt's right. I remember Arnie specifically saying, that's not a knife. This is a knife, Arnor.
Mm-hmm. But he was holding a beer, which was really weird.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. I was like, Arnor? Yahoo, serious?
Okay, so let me try Chunt. He's a shapeshifter who used to have sex to change shape, but now...
Can you speed up that part? I hate to hear Chunt. He's a shapeshifter who used to have sex. Beat.
Got it.
Really
got
close
it.
That
beat,
gap.
Beat,
no more.
Beat, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's now not. Got to make this recap a little snappier. Chunt's a shapeshifter who used to have sex to change his form, but now he can change into anything. And his arm fell off one time a long time ago. Then he had a stick. Then he was king of the badgers, and then a bunch of other shit after that.
Beat. That's all,
ta-ta-ta.
Folks. Bitty.
I'm not Foon's greatest warrior. And Foon's greatest procrastinator.
Oh?
It's been nearly 7 years, Arnie Niekamp, since I gave you a 6-month extension to earn your name.
Oh.
I've given you too much mercy, and it has haunted me.
Do I really haunted. Need to earn my name? My name is Arnie. This is my name.
I mean, he's definitely giving you too much mercy.
Arnie. You can't go around flaunting a name like Arnie and Foon without paying the price.
Oh, you're being audited. Ooh, sorry, buddy. I gotta sit this one out. Isn't growing up with the name Arnie price enough to have paid my whole life?
Arnie Niekamp, there's one more price to pay, and that is your death. In death, you will be buried as Arnold Niekamp.
Oh, no. Now, do I get any say on what it says on my tombstone? I mean, I guess legally it would say Arnold Niekamp, but can I, like, put in a special request that it doesn't say that?
And no longer will anyone in Foon question my greatness. Too long these last 7 years have I run into meandering wanderers who have said they have heard of a warrior named Arnie.
I hate meandering wanderers. If I run into a wanderer, I want them to really have some purpose in mind. Be a purposeful wanderer. That's all it takes.
I do have to stick up for the wandering meanderers.
Oh, okay.
They're a delightful caravan. If you ever run into them, they could not be nicer.
Now, look, Arnor. You are going to make me very angry, and even though I am but a ghost, boo. Uh-huh. You should know that you will have to go through me if you want to hurt Arnie. Oh, I think my biscuits are ready.
Don't you...
And so now, Arnie Niekamp.
Yeah?
It is you and I in a battle to the death.
And to
should
the...
you win, you will have earned your name and all the glory and acclaim that comes with it. But when you lose, I will at last be at peace, and there will be finally an end to my shame. Take your sword, Arnie Niekamp.
I don't know.
Draw and fight me.
I'm sure there's a sword around here somewhere. I don't know that I...
Arnie, put down your pen. Don't draw a sword, you fuck. Now is not the time. Also, I should say, I failed to mention this, and I hope this holds up from the past few episodes, but during Magical Appreciation Month, magic users aren't able to use magic for violence, so I can't shapeshift and Usador can't use spells to help you in this fight.
What?
I'm sorry, buddy.
Who wants a biscuit?
Just because of the rules of this month?
Anybody want a biscuit?
Here, Arnie. If you don't have your own sword, you can use mine. And what? I will fight you with my own bare hands.
This sword is very heavy. Oh, my God. How do you do this? You're carrying this with, like, one hand. I can barely lift it with both of my hands.
What, you thought it'd be as light as a cloud?
Wink.
Raise it, if you can, and stare your destiny in the eyes.
Look, I don't want you to kill me, obviously, but I don't think it's much better for me to kill you. I don't want to kill anybody, and I don't want to kill you. Isn't there some kind of... Can't we talk this out?
You've talked this out for the last 7 years, Arnie Niekamp.
Seven
There's no
half,
more yeah. talking. I'm bringing death to you like you bring water to a horse. Because you cannot bring a horse... You cannot bring a horse to water.
That's here comes the expression.
I'm bringing death to you like you bring water to a horse. And now, Arnie, face the end.
Chunzo, you can't do anything to help me?
I don't think so, unless something happened in a previous episode in the last 4 weeks that suggests otherwise.
Usador! Usador, stop making biscuits!
Biscuits.
What? Usador, Arnor seems real serious this time in a way that, you know, let's be honest, he didn't seem like he was really going to kill me and these other times that we met him.
Uh-huh.
But this time, I don't know. I'm a little scared.
Why
and you know what scares me most of all? You guys just gave me red potion. For years, you've been like, no, 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 no red potion for you. And then as soon as Arnor comes in here saying he's going to kill me, you guys are like, oh, yeah, we should let Arnie have a red potion.
Yeah.
So that means I'm in real fucking trouble, right?
Oh, yeah.
Any last words, Arnie Niekamp?
Arnie, filibust.
Okay, my final... Look, all these years, I've... tried my best.
Everyone who filibusts me gets busted like a fill. And now you are the fill, Arnie. Prepare to be busted. Oh, my robes are shoveled. They're too shoveled around my legs.
Arnie, your shield. Your shield.
I've
ricocheted off of your shield.
Yeah?
Oh, Arnie. You've run me through with my own sword.
Oh,
that was fucking wild to watch.
Wow.
It was so funny. I should be laughing, but someone is hurt.
Yeah.
Curse these shoveled robes. Damn you, Arnie Niekamp. Why didn't you unshovel the robes around my legs?
This looks real bad. Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we'll see if we can get, like, a healer or something. Don't you worry, Arnor. It's going to be all right. We'll make sure. You can... You're so big and strong. You can weather this.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Let's take a quick break. We'll take a quick break.
Arnie, you said a healer? Here, boy. One of those dogs has to be a healer.
Oh, that's right. We have 500 dogs.
So many dogs.
Arnie, thank goddesses that Usador's kind of rough with magic. That shield must also protect you from Arnor's, not just Arnie's.
Oh, yeah, that's very lucky, but John, what? I don't know, it's looking kind of bad for Arnor over there.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Making me a little... All the blood is making me a little lightheaded.
Don't slip on it.
No. I'm too weak to rise.
Oh.
This is the end.
No, don't say that, man. You're gonna be okay. Usador, can you, like, bibbidi-bop him or something?
Can you bibbidi-bop him?
That's offensive during Magical Appreciation Month.
Yes, he can boo him.
Boo. Now, Arnor, I have to know, is there anyone you'd like us to contact so they may be here in your final moments?
Don't tell anyone. This is the most shameful moment of my life.
Oh, no.
I've been slain by an idiot. I'll be lucky if the great warriors beyond this life embrace me beyond the gates of Impala.
Oh, Arnor, if you don't mind me asking a few questions about your belief system as you slowly die.
Also, can I just say, you said you were slain by an idiot. You ran yourself through, so don't talk about yourself that way.
Yeah, no one could defeat the great Arnor better than the great Arnor.
Yes, you were holding the hilt, Arnie, when I fell on the blade.
I was holding the hilt. I was holding the shield and the hilt, so technically, I guess, yeah.
But it's true.
But you did all the moving. Like, I barely moved.
Perhaps the idiot was myself. Perhaps it was. I was killed by my own hubris.
But from the mouths of fools sometimes comes wisdom. That's why I stay here next to these two. Listen to what Arnie did say. He said...
Or was it Chunt?
Hmm.
Well, one of them said, who could kill Arnor except for Arnor? What we need here is Spin, the story of Arnor's final battle against the only person who could defeat him, Arnor.
Gasmuinus. Bless you. Bless you for fighting to save my reputation. But we both know it's a veil that hides a puddle of... Soup.
Soup.
But soup. Yes, soup.
For when one does pass from this mortal coil, the bowels do release and the soup doth hit the floor. Hear, but know this from me now, good friend. I shall share a secret with you as you pass into this other world.
Please.
I, too, am a failure. I am no ghost. And the Dark Lord, he is not dead. He is trapped here in our basement. And I have failed even greater than thee.
Arnie.
What?
Did you know that most people, when they die, evacuate the soup from their butt?
Yeah, it's hard to keep it in, probably.
No.
His soup broke.
Everywhere.
Oh, don't tell anyone about this. The shame.
I mean, this is being recorded. I think you should know that by now. But, like, also, it's been a while since you've been on. Would you mind signing a new release scroll?
I've released enough in this episode, Arnie B. Camp.
That's
Minestrone.
And now, I release my spirit from this glorious body it has inhabited these many years. And now I am the dying man, drowning in his own tears. Now I am the one who has met this final slaughter. For I am the horse who was brought a drink of water.
Did anyone write that down? That was amazing.
Oh, that was good.
Arnie, did you write really that down?
Good. That was so good, and it rhymed. And I did not in any way, like, I mean this 100% sincerely. I in no way clocked in advance that he was going for water. Like, that was good.
So good. Oh, here's what
I'll
say.
That was so good.
I don't remember what he said. So, maybe instead of that on his tombstone?
Pepperoni?
Maybe. Or maybe we could just get away with, like, here lies Arnor, he was really tough, something, 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 led a horse to water.
You fools! What? You fools! You have allowed one of the most noble creatures, though he did stray in his later days, yea, he did create so many wonderful things for the people of Foon. Can you not mourn for but a moment?
I'm sorry, we allowed... Where was your healing rock, dude?
That's why we called you in.
Oh.
And you were just sort of like, oh, I could help, but instead I'm going to cry about all my own personal failures.
Well, I did everything I could. I touched him with the healing rock, and I cast a healing spell, and I cast cure wounds, and I...
When did you do those things?
During the break.
Oh yeah. I really like to kind of... go to my own place during the break and really just kind of conserve my energy for when we get back to the show.
Then I cast Detect Magic, and I saw that the specific way the shield and the sword interacted meant that you, Arnie, had killed Arnor, and that there was no way to resurrect him or save him. And now you, Arnie, are the greatest warrior in Foon.
Wow. Everyone at the tavern is gawking at you, Arnie. They look like they're in awe of you.
Wait, this is... No,
that's so weird to see people admiring you. This is weird.
Hey, everybody, look, some bad stuff happened here, and there's no reason for people to gawk. Yes, maybe I'm a new great warrior. Whoa, soup!
Arnie, here, stand up here. Let me help you. Come on, get up. Just hold on.
He's just doing his victory dance, everyone. Okay. That's his victory dance.
Look, everyone admires you, yes. But we are trying to keep a low profile here, and being the greatest warrior in Foon means some people are going to be targeting you.
Oh, shit. There's a bard convention in the tavern tonight. Those barns are going to just
leave. There'll be many great tales written of your glory.
Songs about you.
Singing about this in every direction.
Yes, I lied to Arnor then. I didn't want to tell him about the bard convention because I know that they're all already writing their songs and scribbling down into their parchments every lyric that occurs to them about the great defeat of Arnor.
Ooh, maybe I can get one of them to write an official version of Sexy Dog.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I tried to close Arnor's eyes with my two fingers. You know how sometimes they do that to shut their eyelids? And his eyelids ripped off onto my fingers.
Oh.
Now his eyes are as, like, wide open as possible.
That's
terrible.
Staring at us. Yeah, oh, my God.
I have two of these silent eye coins we don't really use anymore. I'll just put those on top.
Now his eyes look even wider.
Oh, my gosh.
This is really a dark day. He was obviously a very strong, powerful, amazing dude. Is anyone going to take his kind of lion skin cape thingy?
Ooh.
Dibs.
It looks a little big for you, is all I would say.
Excuse me? Rips off face, throws at you.
Chun, first, stop ripping your face off. You are getting smaller and smaller. You are already too small for this. Pretty cool.
Didn't even consider looting the body. Arnie, you're going to keep that sword, right, now that you're the greatest warrior in Foon, and you're probably going to need it to defend yourself?
I mean, I guess so. It's real heavy.
Okay, let's see what's in these pouches then. All right, let's get in here.
Papers. A lot of papers.
A quill? What did he have a quill for? He could barely read.
Does he?
Bear testicles? Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Oh, here's a green potion, a little green potion.
Oh, smell that. It's
a green is there one. Any kind of will or anything?
Oh, it's a smash potion.
Oh, when you smash that potion, a will appeared.
Perfect.
Oh, and it looks like one of those types of wills that contains the voice of the person who wrote it.
How did you know that just from sight,
I can
Arnie?
Just tell that from sight. I've seen him a couple of times.
Oh, the will started.
This is the final will and testament of Arnor the Warrior, the great hero and mighty destroyer. If, by some happenstance, I am killed. Here now know what here has been willed.
Fuck, did anyone write that
down? I give my sword in my death, and here now with my final breath, my sword shall lie with me under the ground, and no more shall it cause a killing sound. The rest do with what you wilt. Let me keep only my blade and hilt. And so now I go to death with zeal, saying to all, keep it real.
That was the fucking best will I've ever
heard. That was a good will.
I'm going to be singing that will for days. You know how sometimes a will gets stuck in your head? It's just kind of like an ear will. That is going to be... I'm going to be whistling that will for the rest of my days.
That's Do you remember years ago, Arnie, when you taught us about auto-tuning? I think we should auto-tune that will.
Maybe after the credits.
All right. Well, I think... Well, it seems like you can't keep that sword because he can't take it with him. He's on or he gets to do what he wants.
Yeah. I mean, he wrote a really long will with a lot of flowery language that really pretty much just said, I'm keeping this sword. Like, that was,
yeah. Arnie.
I mean, no, it's great.
It's a dead man's will. You're giving
respect.
Notes on a dead man's will?
A man you killed.
You guys were the one that was looting the body immediately of a friend. Yes, a friend who repeatedly threatened to kill me, but still. Like, when I die someday, are you going to just dig into my pockets?
No, we've already talked about the stuff we're going to take. We already divvied it up.
Okay. And Arnie, in our defense, after he died, the prompt popped up, do you want to pick up loot? And all we did was simply say yes.
But look, guys, you're going to trade most of this loot in for other stuff, right? You're just going to
socket some of it, okay, if you must know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I should start digging a grave.
Usador, just don't dig his grave behind the tavern. We're still at war with the grass back there.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, don't dig it up. Oh, and I'm going to, before he goes, let me grab this lion skin cape. Oh, Arnie, look, I look like a cock tickler director. Places.
Ah, well, I'll bury him at the top of the hill, just around the bend, and that way every morn the new sunrise shall hit the peak of the crest of that hill, and he shall be lit in the pure light of the morning, commemorating what a great hero he was, bringing light and hope to all he did free.
Hey, Arnie.
Psst. Mm-hmm.
After Arnor's will, I feel like Usador's language is just not impressive.
Yeah.
Like, he was reaching, he was like, the top of the hill, round the bend, the light shall glisten. It's just a lot of... It
didn't
seems like just a lot of fluff.
What? I heard all of that.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
I heard every word you just said. I can do rhyming fancy talk, too, here. Like, once upon a time, I knew a man.
Oh, buddy.
Rhymes with man.
This is tough to watch.
It's all right, fine. I have to go dig this grave. Never mind. I don't care about talking fancy. I never did.
Man, his ego is bruised.
Yeah.
Well, Arnie, congratulations. Everyone is agape and aghast and in awe of you, so I guess legend will spread that you're the man now, Doc.
Oh, it's kind of bittersweet. That was all bitter.
Does it taste like chocolate?
Arnor, I'm sorry you're dead. And worst of all, I'm sorry if you felt like there was no release from the shame that you carried. And I know you tried to kill me. And I know that we were mostly always at odds and probably only really caught up with each other once a year or so. But in that way, aren't we like family? I'm gonna miss you, buddy. I'm sorry I had any kind of part in you dying.
That was beautiful, Arnie.
Yeah. And if anybody ever asks, I'll say, Arnor the warrior, biggest, toughest son of a bitch I ever did meet.
Kind of sucks I said that was beautiful and you said, yeah. But anyway.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Chun.
No. Like, that's like if you said, ooh, I like your new cape. And I said, yeah.
I guess I just was like, yeah, yeah.
You were feeling
good.
Yourself.
It was pretty good. I was
feeling
myself,
your oats.
And I'm sorry.
I get it.
It was just adjusting.
Plan.
Yeah, but that was 2 minutes ago. You can't rhyme after 2 minutes. That's not a pregnant pause. That's a fourth trimester pod.
Fine, I care not. I think that... it doesn't matter to me. I think, so what, Chunt, if you are some trickster and honor you some knave, here I am off to dig Arnor's grave.
I saw that coming a mile away.
All right, everybody grab an arm or a leg. Like, let's carry this guy out. Jesus.
He is solid muscle.
I think we're gonna need some help.
Wait, are we killing off characters now? Is this like the Cedric Diggory phase where we need a body count to show we're not screwing around? And, if someone were interested, is there like a sign-up sheet or something? I didn't know saying check please was an option. User of the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Arnor the Warrior was played by special guest Blaine Swen. Blaine is the founder of the Improvised Shakespeare Company, which performs monthly at Largo. Yes, Largo. In Los Angeles. And if you're not ready to go to Los Angeles because you want to have an agent first, I don't know, test the waters, maybe refine my voice with a one-person show, well, you can always check out ImproviseShakespeare.com and see if they're touring near you anytime soon. When Blaine comes to your town, will he have trimmed the lengthy locks he currently has, making him look like the prince at the end of Beauty and the Beast? Time will tell. Speaking of live shows and living with our choices, tickets are on sale now for the Hello from the Magic Tavern live winter solstice show at Chicago's Talia Hall on Saturday, December 17th. Get ticket info in the show notes. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Gentle forest folk like Ross F., Adrian Wilkinson, Daniel H. from Ohio, in all caps, including 5 exclamation points, which leads me to think, yep, you sound like someone from Ohio. We have Stefan C., Kelsey Thornton, Zane, Zachary David Martin Langsley Norman. We get it. Every Jellicle cat has like 4 names, including their secret name. Great job, McCaverty. Terry Brown, Michael Hellman, and he says no relation. I assume you mean no relation to Michael's brand homestyle basement mayonnaise, now with more unidentifiable chunks. Pity. And let's not forget Angela Spooner, Joni, John Hab 33, and Ashley D. Patrons get ad-free versions of all episodes, including the full back catalog and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.